Well, in the past few weeks, we've heard a lot of stories about how Texas especially is being overrun with illegals. They're coming up from Central, South America, and of course Mexico. Also across the nation, since our government isn't doing anything about it except encouraging this, citizen militia groups are responding to the current invasion. Now, of course, the Border Patrol and DHS and the National Guard are supposed to repel invasions. However, our so-called elected representatives just don't understand the Constitution. They don't want to stop this. Of course, there are multiple reasons why they want the illegals in here. The Democrats, of course, see it as a voting base. And in so doing, they're using these illegals. They're making it look like, well, we're giving you amnesty, we're giving you welfare, we're giving you bus tickets to wherever you want to go. Thereby doing, these people are going to say, well, the Democrats helped us get into America, so we're going to vote for them. It was Obama, and they'll believe that. Meanwhile, they'll vote to take away our guns, take away our freedom of speech, rights to be secure in our property and possessions. That's what the government really wants to do. And they're just using these people as a means to do it. You know, I know some of these people coming over are decent people. They just want a better life, and who can blame them? But the problem is they're being manipulated and used. The reasons why their own countries are so bad is because they have a corrupt government. They're third world. There's no standard of morality. Basically, it's corruption from the top all the way to the bottom. So they want to get away from that. But the problem is, they're coming in here, and our country is headed the same way. We'll be just like the country they ran away from. And the way it's going, it won't be long before that happens, because Obama is doing everything in his power to make this happen. This is his big moment. He only has about 2.5 years left to completely destroy this country. And now that the clock is ticking, he's ramping things up. Everything he does is bad and getting worse. And that's the way it's been from the beginning. But now it's out in the open. And people are seeing what he's really all about. And the militia heading to the border, that's a good sign. That's a sign of defiance. Just like a few weeks ago, when the militia went to Nevada to help Clive and Bundy stand against the government, who, by the way, were armed to the teeth and ready to take him on. Obama was even considering using drones against Bundy and his supporters. He backed down, but only because he was afraid of a mass rebellion. And part of the reason they like the illegals, of course, is because they see them as a source of cheap labor. Some of the Republicans, at least, will say the right things once in a while, especially when they're running for election, but they don't do anything. And when Bush was in power, you may remember years ago, he was pushing for amnesty too. You notice that the top dogs always end up doing the same thing. They push for amnesty, they push for gun control, they push for international wars, they push for a police state like Patriot Acts 1 and 2, which went through under Bush. Obviously, they're being controlled. They're being told what to do. And if they don't do what they do, they'll end up like JFK. What do we do about this? Well, that's what citizen militias are for. That's why we have a Second Amendment. We have a right to defy a corrupt government. The whole purpose of it is that if the government becomes criminal, then we deal with them as criminals. We have that power and we have that right. That's not what they have in these third world countries like Mexico and Guatemala. They don't have the right to bear arms. They don't have the right to free speech. And the end result is tyranny. The end result is complete corruption and a completely trashed economy where they have no future. So they run to a country that is supposed to have these things. Now, of course, they're working diligently to take those things away from us. And these people, voting Democrat, are going to help that process along even further. That's why it's so dangerous. And also keep in mind that many of these people crossing our borders are carrying serious, contagious, infectious diseases. So it's not only a risk for our economy and our Constitution, but it's also a risk for our health. And, of course, Obama and his kind of people, they don't think this is ever going to touch them. The only thing that scares them is the fact that we have the Second Amendment right, the First Amendment right, and the citizen militias who are standing up in defiance to this out-of-control government. So when you see DHS and ICE and the Border Patrol buying bus tickets to ship these illegals deeper into the U.S., and you see Obama standing by with a wink and a nod letting it happen, and the Republicans doing the same, you know you have an out-of-control government. you know this has reached a point where we have to defy them. And the citizen militia is doing that. They did it in Nevada at the Bundy Ranch. They're doing it on the border now. They're doing the job that our government should be doing. They're taking all your tax money, taking it at gunpoint, and they're telling you, we don't care what you want. God doesn't want you to be subject to tyrants. But you also have to use the tools he gives you. And the tools that we have in this country are the Constitution and our First and Second Amendment rights and so on. The rights of freedom. That includes unreasonable searches and seizures. How many times are they violating that every day in this country? Everything they do is in direct violation of not only the Constitution, but godly law and common sense. You can see the nature of Obama. He's the head of the snake. He's defying your will. We have an enemy government. We have an enemy media, and now they're deliberately sabotaging our own economy, the health of the people living here, and the rights of the people living here. We don't have to live under this, under the Constitution or under godly law.